Y'all know what time it is. I've broken in Johnny Yates' house. He's being accosted. I got the family tied up. I got Liam. I got Amanda. I got Johnny Yates. Great game today. Out of your Falcon mind. You know we had to do it. I'm teamed up with Johnny Yates at Johnny Yates' house, ladies and gentlemen. Special coming to you today. Let's go.
And welcome in, everybody, to episode 132 of Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons Fancast. My name is John, your host, your happy host, with a large, Starbucks, and also a venti Starbucks. Damn, you killed that thing, didn't you?
I killed it. Let me tell y'all something. I didn't go to sleep last night. I have not been asleep since yesterday. Had a great night. Can't even tell you about that, but I tell you about my great day. My Falcons rose up. Yes, they did.
That's right, and we do have a special guest, my son Liam, on the show with us because he was at the game today. He's Liam, coming buddy, to you live from our live from my office. So, yeah, thanks, buddy.
I've stolen your office. Man,
what did you say?
I've stolen your office.
Yes, yeah. It's mine now. Yeah. So yeah, I mean that was it was a pretty damn awesome day, man, from start to finish. We had a good feeling about it. We had a good vibe this morning. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Just feeling better and better about it. And man, it was. It was crazy. It was crazy. But first of all, man, I got to say, coming to you, as always, from the In the Clutch Studios at Variety Sports Network. Make sure you check out Variety Sports for any other sports you're interested in. Plus, seventh inning stretch, talking the gridiron, Sunday morning tailgate, Saturday showdown, all different shows you'll find, college football, NFL, MLB, you name it. And actually, talking the gridiron will be on later tonight after we are. So check them guys out. And yeah, if you're new to the channel, man, welcome in. Look, we're at 992 subscribers. We are on the damn, like, we are so close, man. Eight away from 1,000. So if y'all haven't subscribed yet, man, hit the subscribe for us. We much appreciate it. And like the video while you're here so more Falcons fans will find us and find the video and find the content because we're going to keep putting it out all season long, man. So, and it's always great after a win, man. It's definitely those are the best shows to do. We didn't want to come in here the first time we've been in the same room together as a show and have to talk about a loss. So, man, it was fun. So, first of all, man, let's get into chat, man. Let's see who's here tonight.
Chat, who came to see us? Big John. Go. John said, great win. Desmond played well. Defense is really good. Got to figure out the first half. Hey, Big John, I'm going to scratch that last part out and act like you just left a purely positive comment. Marina, we got that W. I can't wait to hear Mike's excitement. Oh, you know I'm coming. Bubba Gump, steam shrimp, steam wins, boiled wins, fried wins, baked wins. Jordan, what's up? Nice to have you. Nice dub today. You know it is. Mm. The third beam, I love it. Dirty Birds, man, did the damn thing today.
Damn right, they did. Yes,
damn right, yes, sir. King Richie, I knew my man was gonna come. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Arthur Smith in his bag. He all the way in his bag like Santa. He got a Santa Claus bag. Big Ant, I knew my man Ant was coming. Ant said, "Rise up, great win." You know it was. We was in the building, over 500. When Bubba Gump comment instead of that black red, you know we did good. I thought he was a deaf mute. I didn't even know he could, like, Bubba Gump, I love you for that. So happy today. Let's go. Yeah, Kenny, I know my man Kenny, yes, was sir. Coming. Kenny said, yes sir, we did it, baby. It was a close one, but we got the W. Mike and John, you're a lucky charm. Let's go. Did y'all see? I want to tell y'all something. They put me and John on the Jumbotron about 10 times. And I'm not even being funny. About 10 times they put us up there. The first time they put us up there, we scored on the following plate. The boys is good. Like I told y'all, when the boys in the building, we wouldn't lose. And Liam was with us. We couldn't lose. Bubba Gum, tag team, and Liam Coles. You know what time it is, man. It's a special day. King Richie, Ritter stood up. Dog, he stood up, stood, man. Mean Red Machine, my man. Good to see y'all enjoying the win.
Yes, sir.
Yep, yes, sir. There you go. Birdo, what up, man?
Birdo.
Birdo, you know we enjoying the win. I know you are.
Hey, man, what a day to start the Bleacher Report,
man. Oh, man. Out of all the days, Birdo, you got the best day to start.
If y'all didn't know, man, Birdo is now basically recapping the game every week after the game on the Bleacher Report app for Bleacher Report. So y'all gotta check. Make sure you check. Download the Bleacher Report app, and then you can check him out. And of course, he's still doing the stuff with us. He didn't stop, so he'll be good there too. So, yeah.
Bubba Gump, Twitter so mad. One Falcons W, two Ritter is responsible. Ooh, let's talk about it, Bubba, because I was just saying that on the ride over here.
It's gonna have to be
a wild conversation. Me and Red Machine, I seen it. I thought you were in my section for a minute, bro. You seen us on the jump?
We were 105, buddy. That's where we were
105.
Today. Hey, Steven, what's up, buddy?
My man. Hey, Steve, I thought about you the ride home. I said, I need Steve to get in the chat. Glad you're here. Glad y'all got to enjoy that win in person. Undefeated at home. Streak continues. Steve, I know you want to say more than that. Say what you want to say. I know you want to say more than that. I know what you want to say, buddy. Let's get into it. Yes, Chris Walker. Hi, everyone. Love bouncing back with a win at home. Chris, I love to have you. I never seen you before. Good to have you, buddy.
All right, man. So, obviously, with us doing the show here at the house together, we have – and we just got home a little bit ago because y'all know how it is leaving Atlanta traffic. It's crazy. We had to get some coffee because we were just needed it. So, we have no show sheet. We have no direction with this show at all. We're just going to talk about the game, let it flow, let y'all in the comments, in the chat, man. Come on, let's talk about it, man. Just get in there and say whatever you want to say, questions, whatever, man. We're going to talk about it all. Just letting it flow today and have a good time with it. And we won't have a regular show tomorrow, so that's going to be out. We're going to be just doing it here. But we will be on with JR and his crew, Jonathan and Toby, pound for pound, on Tuesday night at 7 on his channel. So just so y'all know that. But so, man, let's get into it, man. It's just crazy, dude. First quarter, first drive. Well, actually, no. First play of the game was a penalty. The kickoff was a penalty. And then another penalty.
Then we
went three and out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, come on. And then the boos were everywhere. The boos were out.
Yep.
They were already ready. And then the defense come out, do what they do. You know, with second drive came out, put together a good damn drive and score and we get on the board. So we're thinking, all right, now we're rolling. And then like the next six possessions, punt, fumble, punt. So it was like, the thing was, what was infuriating was the offense was moving the ball. It was just, they were getting into Texans territory and there'd be a negative play. There'd be a fumble. There'd be a John O. Smith ball hitting him right in between the eight and the one and dropping it. There would be a penalty, you know, penalties were driving me crazy. So that would just stall the drives. I mean, we'd keep going, man. And it was just, you know, it was, the first half, we're like, man, this defense. Mike and I were like, and Liam were like, how many chances can this defense give our offense to do something, man? Like, you can't keep asking to come out there and stopping them. It was wild, man. So, Liam, dude, you haven't said anything yet. What was your impression first quarter, first half?
Let's go, buddy.
Was the trick played the first quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I think. Yeah. It was on that drive that we scored on, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I liked going into the playbook and digging out plays never seen before for us. It kept them on their toes, and they weren't probably ready for that. And then seeing Scotty Miller coming out there and getting handed off was pretty cool to see.
Very true. Very true. That was something that we hadn't seen him involved in, really in the offense at all. No. So that was
I'll be honest, the most jarring thing for me was my man Austin Smith has some creativity. It was like a person who just dressed in all black who just came in dressed like me. You know, I was like, what's going on with it? And he actually had some creativity and some plays that was working. So that was the first thing we noticed. But then the second thing, I mean, we moving the ball, but we not. I mean, it's three and out. We got penalties, and it's just starting to give us that same old vibe. Like, oh, we cannot drop three in a row. Like, especially while the boys in the building, like, we can't drop three. I was telling John and Liam, we can't drop this while we're here. Like, this can't happen while Out of Your Falcon Mind is in the build. Man, we on the Jumbotron, man. You know who I met today? T.I. son. You know the little one, King. Like I met him today. It was just a great day. It was a great experience. So I didn't want to no L three in a row while we was in the building. I didn't think it was going to happen. And it didn't. My boys showed out for us, and I love it.
Nope. I mean, you know, they – We look, the Houston's defense came out And we initially were like, man, look at this. It was 8-9 guys in the box, like almost every play. And we're like, okay, man, this is going to be the game. Like, this is going to be the game. Dez has to step up. Mm-hmm. And because they just kept doing it, unless it was just an obvious, like, you know, that we were spread out, they were going to pass. I mean, they were stacking it in the box. And so we were all looked at each other. We're like, all right, man, Dez, it's going to be on Dez today to, I mean, prove to everybody he can go out there and win us a game. Mm-hmm. And damn it.
Man, he did it. I'm trying to postpone the whole rant for the appropriate part of the show, but I will preview it and just say, I apologize, Dez. I personally apologize, man. I did not, with a lot of us, we did not know that you were capable of doing that. When it would be only on you, we all said it got to be on Tyler and Bijan, because you couldn't do that. It was too much for you. We didn't believe that you, and we weren't saying you weren't capable, but you hadn't proven it to us that you could do it. We hadn't seen it yet. We didn't know if you were capable. I just didn't know, and Dez proved today he was capable.
Or if Art was capable of scheming,
Proved today he was capable. I'm gonna tell y'all this:
legit passing game.
Desmond Ridder played his best game as a Falcon today, and our head coach coached his best game as a Falcon today. It was awesome to see.
100%, man. Medium, you know, 104. Right, damn, exactly, man.
You see them cheerleaders? Oh, I know you. Oh, you had that view. Pasta girl, we didn't play from behind the chains today. Yep, good things happen. Yep, Chase, what's my going man, on, Chase, good to see you, building. Man. John said Ritter's decision making was spot on. He didn't look like he wasn't panicking, wasn't he? That man calmed himself down. He looked poised. Yep. And all that CJ Stroud was going to do to us and was all that. All of y'all, a lot of y'all was talking CJ was going to do this. And CJ, have y'all seen CJ? CJ was scared to death. And we didn't get no sack, but CJ was off. CJ was rushing them throws. He ain't want no part of us.
Yeah, we didn't get a sack, but we did get a lot of – we pressured him. He got out of pocket. Made some not good throws, you know, and receiver helped him out a couple of times. Tank Dell helped him out in that ridiculous reception, I think, in the third or fourth. I remember when that was. But, yeah, I mean, just – was it?
Yeah, it was third.
Yeah. But that's what we kept saying, man, like his decision-making, a couple of errant throws. But, I mean, you're not going to hit every throw, so I'm not going to kill him over that, man. Just more – but touch when there needed to be touch. When he needed to laser it in there, he did that too. But like Mike said, man, just seeing the poise, seeing the confidence, he was scanning the field on a lot of, like, we were watching him. Like, a couple of times, looking one way, but most of the time, he's looking at all of his checks. Just things we wanted to see, man. Just progression. That's all we said last week. Neither one of us said that we're out on him or anything like that. We just wanted to see progression, because you have to. You know, if you want to, and this defense keeps proving why it's so important for the offense to perform, because they're playing at a level that, that's playoff worthy defense, man. And they showed it every week. So the offense just has to, and I think this is a phenomenal step for the offense to take. I tweeted after the game, man, I could not be happier for Dez, man. Just to put, he can say he doesn't listen to the outside noise and it doesn't bother him and everything. He's human, man. Like, he knows the two games he just had. He knows the season's been very, very rocky. He knows half the – look, man, they showed his face on the Jumbotron and one of the little, like, social media, space-saving, whatever, time-saving things. People booed his face.
They booed his face.
On the damn Jumbotron. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, I don't care what – like, don't – just don't – that pissed me off. Yeah. I was like, what are you doing, man? But anyway.
You're starting quarterback.
Right. Right. When he was playing well.
He was playing well. And I just want to say this, man, me included in this. To be fair, when you play like dirt or you playing like trash, I know you can play better. I got to say that. I got to be real, man. This dude is not. But the same way that if we can keep it 100% real when that man make mistakes and when that man played bad, y'all could keep it 100% real and say he played well and he earned some respect and he did things well today. That man, I ain't gonna say he single-handedly, but it was on Dez. He had to go up the field, and Dez did it. Dez did everything he was supposed to as the leader of a team, as the quarterback. And I believe, like, Arthur Smith made him a captain for this one game because he came out with the captains. I think he was showing them, like, I got some faith in you, so we want to switch it up a little bit. And it's your team, you home, it's your stadium. I need you to go show out. And the man showed up. So I just want all y'all, man, if we can be honest about when that man mess up And if we gonna be, if we gonna honestly tell the 100% truth when he mess up, we need to give him that same type of energy when he do good. Just, you gotta be real. If you gonna be harsh when he mess up, then you need to be just as enthused when he do well. And I was the main one, Brett, so I'm enthused when he do well. I'm gonna be real regardless, good or bad. And Desmond earned my respect. So I ain't got nothing for Dez. I think he proved he was a whole man today. He turned into a man, voiced the men before our very eyes, and it was dope to see.
Yeah, man, no jitters,
no jitters.
No, I mean, just it looked like, yeah, he'd been there before and mm-hmm. done it and been rolling. And just, I mean, if y'all haven't seen his numbers, he was 28 for 37, 329 yards, which a lot of folks said he'd never do that. He could never have a 300-yard game.
Yep.
One touchdown, ran for one touchdown. Mm-hmm. No sacks, 81.2 QBR, and a 111.2 rating. The Texans on the flip side, CJ was 20 for 35, 249 yards, one touchdown, no sacks as well, but only a QBR of 52.9 and a rating of 88.9. So Desmond won today, man. Desmond won today, that's for sure. And rushing wise, I mean, Damian Pierce had a couple of decent runs, but overall, they stopped. I mean, they 64 total yards for mm-hmm. rushing yards for the Houston Texans. So I mean, that's from fans. That's awesome. So yeah, I mean, you look at that, man. I was just. And of course, our running game, we didn't quite get to 100. We had 96. Mm-hmm. Bijan had 46. Tyler had 40. Dude, that catch Bijan made.
Oh, man. Bijan caught that pass. If y'all was paying attention, he caught it with one hand, but he wasn't looking. It was a no-look one hand. He caught it with one hand, but was already trying to see who he could juke. Bijan, something else.
I didn't even.
I thought he dropped it.
I thought the ball was fumbled. I had no idea. I was looking behind the line. I'm looking at Dez like, man, what happened? And all of a sudden, like, everybody's going crazy. I'm like, shit, I didn't know that somebody scored. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was ridiculous. And then he had a couple of good runs, as he does normally does during the game. Broke a few ankles. I'm sure Ty's mm-hmm. ankle counter mm-hmm. was working during the game. So, yeah, man, just overall, just awesome to see. Berta said, how much did DR silence the critics? I don't know, man, because there's still going to be those ones out there that was like, oh, it's just one game. And it is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's only one game. He's going to be, you know, you want to see it repeated. Obviously, mm-hmm. you want to see him, you know, to be able to do that anytime. But look, it was so important because teams didn't believe it could happen. Mm-hmm. You saw what Jimmy Ward said last. Yeah. We talked about it. They didn't think he could go out there and do that. So now that he's shown that he can, and the Art's proven that, hey, I can actually scheme up a passing game that's decent, mm-hmm. Teams are going to have to watch out. The only thing, and we talked about this, the backside boot, man, was open all day long.
You got to keep him honest.
Yeah. Man, if Dez would have just took one of those and took off, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I mean, we'll watch it back on the – I want to watch the replay anyway and then watch the 22, but everybody was crashing.
Yep.
Whatever, wherever Bijan was going or wherever Tyler was going, I mean, every single member of the defense, nobody was on Dez. Mm-hmm. Nobody had Dez.
He could have.
If he would have just – I mean, just one time, just mm-hmm. see what happens. Because mm-hmm. dude, there was so much open space mm-hmm. that I would love to see him – them use that part of his game more because he can do it. Yeah. You know, I'd like to see that more. But that was good. But yeah, Berto, I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of them out there that's still.
So here's what I'll say to that, Berto. Did he silence the critics? It's like this, and here's why I can't even entertain like a lot of y'all is because if I tell you that a person can't sing, is because every time I hear them try to sing, no, you can't sing. You'll have to crush it one time, at least one time, for me to say, oh, all right, well, you do got a voice on you. Now, it can still go up, but you can sing. Dez can sing. That's all I'm saying. I didn't know he could sing. I didn't see. Now he was hitting. He sounded like Luther Vandross the way Dez was slick. So Dez could sing. Now we know he could sing. Who knows the way it could go up? It could go backwards, but we know Dez can sing. We know Dez can throw the ball. He took some deep throws. He took some 10-yarders, some 12-yarders. He took an 18-yarder Dez was throwing, and Dez threw some lasers. And I think my man John said his decision-making. Mm-hmm. That was what was getting – he knew when to check it down. He knew when to follow through. He knew when to – oh, he covered. Look around. It looked different. He looked poised. And that was that home crowd did something for Dez. The whole energy was – they were supporting him. Well, they booed him, but they were supporting him when he got to doing good. And you could tell he was feeding off that. It was dope. He was coming off the field excited and hype. It was nice to see. He was a leader. That's the first time I seen him take – he even audible to play. I'm like, I ain't even – It was he told some, it was a dude that was going across. He was in the wrong. He kind of corrected him. He was being the leader today. He was being the quarterback. He deserved all the praise for being the captain and having an excellent game. So did he quiet the critics? He quieted the people that are fair. If you just hate Dez Ritter, you will still hate Dez Ritter, because you would just be like, he didn't run for 3 touchdowns and throw for 4. So,
well, they'll point out the one play that could have been and it was tipped. You know? That was the only play, if you want to say turnover worthy type of play. Mm-hmm. Other than that, he there was none of the just throwing it directly to the opposition. Yeah. None of that today. So,
and I'll be honest, Dez won us the game. I mean, it was Bijan play, but Dez took Dez over the game. Dez won us the game. So if y'all can't admit that, then we all watch the same game. Y'all can admit that. I trash him, but Dez won us the game. There's no trashing to be done. Can you not be honest? I could be honest and say the cheerleaders look good. I could be honest and say Dez look good. Like, there's no – if y'all got to be honest with that. And y'all can't just say, I don't want anybody, because you dug in on a previous show, you feel like you got to remain in that position.
Mm-hmm.
If you're intelligent, you reserve the right to adjust your perspective based on new information. You got new information.
Yeah. Buddy, your friends that are Falcons fans, what do they think of Dez? Like the 13-year-old view of Dez?
Everybody wants him gone. Really? All my friends. Yeah, after the Lions.
As a 13-year-old
fan. Especially my Lions fan friend.
Do you want him gone, Liam? Do you want Desmond Ritter gone, or were you impressed today enough to say, let him stay?
It was one game. I want to see him next game, see how he comes out next game, to fully make my decision on how much I believe in him. Because, like, the draft, if we talked about it going to the stadium, we could trade up and get Caleb Williams or somebody like that. But after seeing what Dez could possibly do, if he can just tap into that every game, then I'll believe in him.
Man,
I wish I could have that reserved judgment, because I could do that. I wish I could have that reserved judgment. I see him play one good game. I say, he might could be the next Michael Vick. I don't know. You know, Desmond, I just wanted to see that he could play quarterback past competent. Like, I could say I'm impressed. I have never been impressed. Or go win us a game. Like, you go do it on your arm. You impress me with your arm. You impress the stadium. Instead of you just looking like, okay, he can function as an adult. Like, he looked past competent. He looked good, man.
Yeah, and like Lena said, we're talking about the draft. I mean, that's so far in the future, but yeah, I mean, that's something you don't want to have to do. Like, mm-hmm. That's the farthest thing I want to do, is have to look for a quarterback and just come and draft. I'd rather look at an edge.
John want that money to go somewhere else.
Absolutely. If Dez can be the guy, man, we said this is day one, man. Yeah. If you can be the guy, we can put money, like I said, at the edge, at right tackle, just saying. Shout out to Storm Norton, who came in today and did well. Except for, I think, one penalty, but it's all right. We obviously want him to be the guy, man. Like, I just don't, you know, like we were talking about potential, you know, QBs that are in the draft, and we're like, yeah, these guys are great in college, but again, it's in college. You never know what that's going to be when you get to the pros, so you hope not to worry about it. You hope you have your guy, you know? That's where we were at there. Come on up now. What are you doing? There we go. Key, what's going on, Kiera?
Key, that's my girl. She said that game winning drive brought me to tears. I knew Dez could do it. Yeah, I love that. For those of y'all who did not ever waver from Desmond, y'all deserve all the credit for that. Because it was some people that just wrote, like Steve. I know my man Steve in the chat. Like, for y'all who didn't waver, who always said, just watch, just be patient, he's going to show it to you. Like, y'all deserve everything today.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was that was awesome, because it's just, and shout out, by the way, Kiera is supposed to be on the show as long as everything goes well on Thursday when we preview the
Commanders. That's dope. Okay.
So,
come on, Kiera. We never had you.
That's right. So we did the one time for the fam, but she couldn't make it.
Yeah, you couldn't make
it. So yeah, we're going to be definitely going to do it this time. So did not have that this morning, Birdo. I had just the coffee that we make here. So,
Birdo, yeah. I got to tell you, man, I didn't even go to sleep last night, and you know why. Just think about what I told. Remember what I told? Didn't even go to sleep last night. Awesome night, buddy. Love it.
That's right.
Mean Red Machine, please shout out the D, Rail Whiff by Bass on that last drive. Like John said, well, all the three of us kept saying was, how many times can they give you opportunity? Like, oh, that's
I'm not even mad about it.
No,
I mean, it's
so that is an amazing thing when you're messing up and your defense keeps in hit. It's like you shooting a jumper and you missing and your man just keep giving you the rebound. And just kicking it back out to you to shoot another three. Like, that's what it felt like, man. Like, win us the game. Win us the game. Win us the game. And ironically, I'm not even lying. I told John when we was going there, I said, man, I think Dez going to catch his rhythm today. I think that's the game he's going to show it. I told John, I think he's going to put on.
I mean, put on. Yeah, so here's the offensive drives, all right? First, like, punt, touchdown, punt, 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 end of half. Mm-hmm. Fumble, mm-hmm. Touchdown, field goal. So y'all saw punt, and then like two turnovers, mm-hmm. and yet the defense kept going out and doing their job and holding them to three hard. Or not holding them to, or just making them punt or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I it sucked to happen in that point in the game. Obviously, mm-hmm. you don't want to see a touchdown given up at that point in the game, but. I mean, damn. I mean, how many times can you ask them to go out there and do it? And then the offense got up. But we looked at each other. We were like, all right, man, this is – we have plenty of time. We had a minute 49 left. Mm-hmm. We're like, all right, Des, this is you, baby. Let's go out and do it. And, man, he came out and just right down the field, decisive, knew where he was going with the ball. I mean, fast up to the line, just – man, just
– So here's the really cool part about – I'm sitting by Liam, right, and I told Liam, I said, we were winning and the Texans had the ball. And I said, now you see how crazy the stadium is? You're going to see the stadium energy going to drop way down to zero if they score. Like, it'll get so quiet in here. Everybody going to be quiet. And then it happened. And I said, you see the difference? And then I told him, now watch, if we score, you're going to see it's going to go up 20 times whatever it was before. And then – but – that's why I say it couldn't have been scripted any better. That was Dez had to go earn. Had Dez failed when Justin Fields just played like that, the whole week would have been taught. He done dropped three straight Justin Fields. Dez needed to do that. And I'm going to be honest, he needed this situation. It was Matt Ryan-ish where, like, you go do it. It's about 2 minutes left. Bye. Like, you go. I want to see you win. Young, we can't run. We don't have the time to run. Can you win us the game? And he took us right down and won us the game. If y'all got something to say bad about that man after that, you just don't like that man.
Nope. And, I mean, the energy in the building was so – like, after the second score, like, it was electric, man. And, like, everybody was hyped for the defense. Everybody – I mean, it was just night and day from – it's like everybody was just waiting on a score. Like we're just waiting on, like, you know, once we got up, it was like – then I mean, we were getting loud anyway for the defense. Mm-hmm. But from then point on, it was just like everybody just kind of got going, and it was awesome, man. Mm-hmm. And I said, what about Raider 329? Yeah, man, rush touchdown, looking better for sure. Jay, what's up?
Jay, buddy? What up? My man Ant in the building. What up, Ant?
Yeah, see, Bert said, defense brought their hard hat. Yeah, man, absolutely did. What's going on, man?
Chris said, I thought too many fans were getting down on our Falcons too much and too soon. We lost to two good and improving teams on the road in our back-to-back weeks. If y'all go to my TikTok, I was making jokes on y'all when y'all do that. We played four games. You can't quit so early. Me and Red Machine, Red of Cadence was key, though. I'm telling you, it looked like – I don't know. I told y'all, I said, I think he just going to catch it. He just going to catch it. And then it seemed like he caught it. My man, Terry, what up?
What's going on, Terry?
Hey, there goes Steve. I was waiting on this. Everybody in the chat, coming. Steve was coming for y'all. No, watch this. Gunner back up, Mike. I thought Arthur did some good work this week. Spread it. Steve, I know that. See, Steve, not Steve. I know what you want to say. I thought Arthur did some good work this week, spreading out the defense and running in the lighter boxes. Got Scotty involved a bit too. This was the easiest passing had looked. Okay, so I'm going to translate for Steve because Steve being too nice. Here's what Steve want to say. y'all can kiss my ass because I told y'all. I told y'all, stupid mother. I told y'all. I told y'all he was the one. I told y'all he could do it, but y'all hated on that man. Y'all just talked down on him and talked down on him. And I was the only one. I was really the only one that told y'all and had faith the whole time. So I really want to say, ooh, I was right. Ooh, I was right. Y'all was wrong, and you stupid, and you need to start listening to me from now on. Okay?
Perfect.
Yeah, that's what Steve and Steve. And can I be honest? Steve called this. Steve told us. Steve was the main one telling us the man was capable. And I happen to listen to Steve sometimes. So that Steve was right. There I got to give him his props. Ghost Peppers was good. Falcons fam. Fantastic win today. But Steve is also right about Arthur Smith. It was an easy. He made it easy for Desmond.
Sure did.
The sacks were so close. Bubba Gump, let me tell you something. We did not get any sacks today, but C.J. Stroud was panicking. If you see, he had wide open men. He didn't want to get – you see, he was overthrowing. He was getting pressure, just not getting sacks, which we do need to get sacks, but that pressure affected the man that y'all was saying was going to tell us a new one.
Yep, yeah, and we were talking about it too. That's why I said – one reason I said hopefully, you know, Dez works out for a number of reasons, mm-hmm. but number one, we need like that – the high quality edge, man. Like whether it's a, you know, that Brian Burns, if he wants to take a trip down 85 to Atlanta after the season, you know, just anybody that we need that dominant edge rusher. That's all we need, you know, to really make this defense just kind of really just reach its full potential, I think. And, you know, when Campbell went out for a few plays, you know, AK come in and then, I mean, he got some pressure, but it wasn't like, you know, I guess what you hope to see, I guess, initially. But, yeah, I mean, that's just one thing that we'd love to
Steve,
have.
See, that's my man I want to talk to today. Dez needs to be more consistent. But today lines up with last year versus Tampa, Arizona. He just stacked some weeks up, and we'll be looking good. Mm-hmm. Dez gave us a little something to get excited. Steve is just being as honest as he can be with y'all. He's being fair, and I enjoy it. Because he really want to say something to y'all. But I love it, Steve. Steve was rolled from day one and said the defense is definite. JBM 93, he had time today and moved outside the pocket to open up some throwing lanes. It was weird. It was like a whole different – he was poised.
Yeah, man, just good to see you, man. Just good to see all of it.
He grew up before our very eyes.
And I got to go back and look because somebody put it on Twitter. I don't know if it's right or not, but they said the last three drives was like the most successful drives. This is when Storm Norton was playing right tackle.
Yeah.
That could be right. I mean, we did score – I mean, you know, I mean, he was in because, I mean, and I hope Caleb, I mean, as a person, I hope Caleb's not hurt like bad, but he did go out of the game. I don't know if it's a knee or something, but hopefully he's all right. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, Storm came in and did a good job. So hopefully that's
greatest name in football. Mm-hmm. Ritter stepped up big time today. Ghost Pepper said, yes, he did. Me and Red Machine all week, all my clients was telling me it was time to start the backup. I told them they were idiots, and now I get to celebrate. Y'all all, man, if y'all have faith in Desmond, we all need to stand up for Desmond right now because the world outside of Georgia is really
– oh, my gosh.
They, if y'all see the media coverage on Desmond, they are trashing him. So we all need to stand up for Desmond. He deserve our respect.
So, like, with our on our network, right, on Variety Sports, there's a couple – there's, like, two guys that believe in Desmond. Mm-hmm. And everybody – I mean, everything that we hear is like, man, he's garbage, he's trash. Garbage. And that's all we hear from – that's all Mike hears from his folks back home in D.C. That's you know, we got to get behind him, man.
And we just asked Liam said his 13-year-old friend saying that. So that's my friends, John friends, that's Twitter, that's Variety Sports, that's everybody outside of us is really trashing that dude. So we need to stand up. My man Steve said, my man Arthur even said post game that Wednesday was when Dez really got over last week. I believe it, I believe it. And anyone who thinks this shit doesn't stay with people doesn't understand how humans work.
Dude, I mean, it's the second straight bad game. He throws two terrible picks. I mean, like, come on. Like I said, he's only human. He can say all that. He can say all he wants. Mm-hmm. He brushes it away and doesn't think about it. But it's just part of that. It's part of it, man. Mm-hmm. Totally Hannah different.
Ritter looked like a different guy, didn't he? Hannah, he looked poised. He looked calm. He, ever since I seen him, he looked jittery, like he was panicking. He was calm. He looked like a veteran today. It was nice to see. My man Chris said Ritter stepped up, and I'm happy that he did. I love it. I love where y'all taking this. Bubba Gump said the defense did their thing, but Dez was – I'm glad y'all saw what I saw. I was telling John, I'm not sure if people would admit it. Nate Lamon is getting it done. I was telling John, man. Troy Anderson is one of my favorite Falcons, but you can't say it's a drop-off and Troy not in the game.
Yeah, I mean, he's we said it a few weeks, he's not learning linebacker in the NFL, kind of like what Troy is right now. So – man, in the run game, and he might have got beat once or twice
yeah,
in the past.
But that's normal.
That's all right. I mean, I'm not gonna it is what it is. I mean, it's but man, just to be undrafted and do what he's doing, I mean, it was solid.
Ghost Pepper said, after so much bad press and doubt, Ritter came back and really put the team on his back. Proud of him. Yep.
It's huge, man. It's
the national media was on his head. So it wasn't just the national media was calling for him.
I don't think we can't really undersell how important this is, man. Like, after two terrible games, after, like I said, we won the first two games, but, like, very inconsistent play. Mm-hmm. And from him and the offensive line and Arthur, like, not just Dez, like, the entire offense inconsistent for the first four games, for the most part. So for this to happen and in the fashion that it happened, like to get down and have to come back and put up over 300 yards, like everything, man, if this season goes the way we all want it to go, like I said, 12-5, Mike said like 17-0, you know, like that we may look back at this game and say, you know what, that is when this kick started it. And this is when this is what got it going. That's what I hope it is, at least.
And I want to give a special shout out because it was good parenting by Arthur Smith. And I say parenting because your kid has just lost two games in a row. You don't, no matter what he say, you know he's down on himself. You know he hear rumors that he should get benched. His own fan base is calling for his head. You know that. Now you have to scheme differently. Now you have to think of what should I be doing as a parent. And you give him the captain. You tell him it's your team. As you go home, we're going to put it on you. That was a big risk as a player, like, because he either going to grow some confidence or it's going to get depleted to nothing. And that was parenting. And then to scheme up a different thing, we going to try different things to make you successful. And you really gave him help. John said on every show, I know we dumping on Ritter, but John said on every single show, he don't put Desmond in no position to be successful. He don't help him. He didn't no help from the coach. The coach helped him with the captain move, and the coach helped him with the play calling. The coach helped him in every way possible. That was great parenting by Arthur. And I don't mean that as a slight, like he is daddy or nothing like that, but that was a parenting thing because that's your psyche. So you way older than that man. He's a young man to you. So that was kind of a parent thing. You take your son and say, man, you can do this. You got to tune out. And you put more on him. Now you're the captain, and I'm going to have you throw deep. You put more on, like, man, I believe in you. Like, you my guy. I believe you could do it. And he pay off. That was good coaching, man. And I've been criticizing Arthur Smith. That was an excellent coaching job.
I mean, like, Liam, obviously, like, you're a pitcher, you know, and that's what you love doing. So, like, if you have a bad outing or, like, a bad, I don't know, inning or something like that, like, how explain to the folks. Like, yeah, I know you're 13, but, like, I mean, how does that make you feel? And then, like, you know, what do you do to get over it?
Seeing as a pitcher in baseball, on another sport, watching my offense go and do what they can do and go back and pitch with, like, a lead helped me a lot because I know that I have a little bit of a room for error, but not too much to where I can get comfortable. But like, I don't really pay attention to, like, outside noise. That doesn't really ever bother me.
That's so. Kobe right there.
That's true. That's true. He'll have kids yelling at him. He's just like, it makes him angry, and his pitches makes him throw harder. That's, you know, that's what you said though. Like with Dez, like, he knows that defense is gonna go out there and put up, maybe, I mean, force a good offense that just came off a 37-30-point game, you know, and hold him under 20. You know, he's got that in his back of his mind. So he knows, and the whole offense knew. It was just like coming in the game. It's like, I mean, you didn't take a rocket science just to figure out these last two games were on the offense. So, I mean, like, you know, it was, they all had to come out. And that was the only thing I was concerned about. I was like, man, I hope they're not pressing today.
Hoping not, just trying
to make something happen, you know. So it was, I was glad they didn't do that.
I'm going to be honest. It seemed like they were trying to make something happen, but without pressing.
Right.
It was weird. It was like,
they just pulled different things. I mean, the whole reverse, double reverse, whatever it was to Drake.
It didn't seem like you forced it at any rate. I was enjoying it.
The only thing I had issue with, and I think we agreed on it, was when the last drive that we had to settle for a field goal, the whole Kadarius Hodge coming in for the Wildcat. Oh, yeah, Dez was – he was rolling, man. Like, don't – it was first and goal. Like, don't – we don't need to do – I know, and it could have worked if he didn't fumble. I don't mm-hmm. – I mean, but, you know, either way, like, to me, I'm not taking my quarterback out in that position. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm getting my playmakers in the game. You first and goal, man, go get it done. You know, that's the only criticism I would have is him maybe outthinking himself a little bit. But, anyway, back to Steve.
My man Steve said Dez has silenced the haters. Critics are still valid. We need to see consistency. But if we get more of this, you'll start to see the critics flicker out, winning. Everyone will love you. I don't know, because they criticized Matt Ryan. He was breaking records.
That's winning. True. So
I King Richie, the way he looked off the safety, I was proud. That was crazy, progress, man. Right? That was progress. Like, everything clicked. That was wow.
Just progress, yeah. Buddy. That's all I want to see.
He put it all together in one game. It was good. Mm-hmm. My man, Joe, that's my man. Good win if Dez can Bill from here, he can stay. We will see. I'm not ready to leave him out the hook. Yeah, same. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I enjoy the fact that y'all are being fair about this. Like, if he play well, he can stay.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy said, I like the way Ritter bounced back. Yep. Steve said, my faith in Dez legit was the lowest it had been last week. Now, when Steve telling you this, now, that's saying something. Because Steve, Dez is Steve, man.
Mm-hmm.
To the point he needed to buy me back in, and he still needs to. Ooh, Steve, okay. I'm back to being optimistic, he will, but I need more good weeks. Yeah.
I think it was like for Steve, it was like a girl that just really hurt him.
Yeah, and then yeah. No, that's exactly what it's like. Yeah.
Like, he wasn't expecting her to hurt him like that.
Yeah.
But she did. So, and now he's like, you have to gain my trust back, baby. Like,
man, Steve, like, man, I got to check your phone randomly to see if it's some apps on there that you shouldn't have. It's some pictures you sent to somebody. He gonna phone check. I get it, my man. A1, what up?
Chris, what's up, brother? I think he was at the game today working for Fox Sports doing some interning on the field.
Oh, yeah, Chris, on the field. Yeah. Hey, Chris, come on, man. You doing it big. I love that. Yeah, Chris. Ghost said pass protection was monumentally better this week, giving Ritter enough time to go through his progression. But I liked his patience just talking about what the Texas defense was giving. Now, that was Miss Pam's point. If y'all remember Pam, I don't know where she at, but that was her point. Like, that offensive line is not giving the dude a fair chance.
Mm-hmm.
Steve said, can't say I'm a film guy and then ignore the film. See, this is fair. This is what I enjoy. This just is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Dez hadn't put in enough good to ignore the bad after the Jags game. He did this week to get the combo going again. I want y'all to know, like, he's like Dez is his guy. So that's what I'm talking about. I enjoy the fair assessment, buddy.
That's right, man.
Chris said 4 games was too small of a sample size for Desmond. Yes, sir. Chris, you batting 1,000 tonight, Mr. Chris.
Yeah, I mean, look, we said at the beginning of the season we would like to see a full season. Like, that's just straight out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only way I said that needed to not happen is if literally his head's spinning around and he doesn't know what he's mm-hmm. doing and throwing picks left and right and losing his games, which, to be honest, the last 2 games was not good.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good on him. It wasn't good on the offensive line. It wasn't good on our – it wasn't good on anybody on the offense. The entire offense needed to get better. And, you know, we saw it happen. So that was good. I love it.
Relax.
Nice job.
That's
nice job, Chris.
Relax. Yeah. I love it. Birdo said, Lord, I don't even know what it was.
It's, yeah,
it was. Steve, all that said about me cooling on Dez, I still put a parlay. See, here we go.
There you go.
I still put a parlay for him on the over for yards, touchdowns, pits, yards, and the dubs. So my brain was telling me to cool off, and my heart was saying he's the guy. Yes, sir. Me and Red Machine, Avi, the whole team got Dez back. I just wish the fan base could get on board. Loading. Yes, I think that'll happen slowly. I watched him turn the building. I watched him turn the building, believe me. Chris said, I was just now years old realizing John and Mike in the same. Yeah, yeah. First time ever. This is like 130 show. Yeah.
That's right.
My man Ann said, defense was holding it down for real. I hope Cam went to real. Okay, yeah. They are both fine from what I saw. My man Larry.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Desmond Ritter not lost as a starter at home since JC High School. Oh, I get what he's saying. He has not lost as a starter at mm-hmm. home since high school? Yeah. Jeez, I didn't know that. So from high school to the pros. That's saying something, Larry. I didn't know that. That's my man Larry coming with the facts. Chris said yes to Real return to the game. And
man, we were worried about that. We saw AJ down and then saw Cameron. Like, oh, this can't be happening now. So.
MW, what up?
What up, dude? Fellas? Good to see you, buddy.
What up, buddy?
Yeah, man, hell of a win. Hell of a win.
Yes, sir. Pasta Girl, I'm saying this we got – Jim and Nate Lemon is a prompt. So I really do have to ask y'all something. I want y'all to be honest. When the Texans scored and you knew it was on Dez, how many of y'all genuinely believed he was going up the field, and how many of y'all were like, damn, it's over?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I want to know, because we was all Millie Mills. What up?
What up, Mills?
Yeah, we was believing. Chris said, I love seeing the defense playing this well together this early in the season, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Millie Mills said, guess Mump need to talk bad about Ritter every week. That's what I said. If he going to come out and play like that, big ups to DR9. Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Pastor Girl, I will say this, Falcon fan here, Texas is going to be a problem in a few years. Hey, Pastor Girl, we not giving him no props, okay? This is Desmond Ritter show. But CJ, that dude, I love CJ.
Man, I would love Jerry Verse from Florida State.
Too. I love that. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Give me Jerry Verse all day long. I'd be fine with that.
The Nerd King, my man. Huh? I'm late to the party, but I knew Desmond was going to ball.
Yes, you did.
You did say it. You said it, buddy. Mm-hmm. Timothy, 3-0 at home. 3-0 at home. I absolutely love it. Facebook user, Bijan can go, y'all. Very athletic and graceful. Yes.
I don't know. We were told on the last one that he had no contact balance. He was he was terrible. Yeah. And yeah, what do you call him? Under? I can't remember what the guy told him.
He trashed Bijan. He was just trolling. Yeah. Thank you for that. Reggie C2K. I could purchase a Ritter jersey, not because they won today.
There you go.
Go get you one. Mean Red Machine, real ghosts are out of your Falcon mind, Pop. We love you for that, buddy. Thank you. I know what a game like that takes out of you. And y'all here with 10,000 subs. I appreciate that.
That'd be awesome, buddy.
Hey, y'all, they put us on the Jumbotron so many times. I kept trying to get a picture of it, and I kept missing it. It was just amazing experience to be in that stadium. Me and Red Machine, we got Liam in the building. We had Liam with us. Oh, my bros in the building. Oh, bros, the greatest podcast known to man. Who cares about you, Joe Rogan?
So are we, buddy. So are we. Yeah, we're really glad we got that win.
Hey, man, do y'all know how it feel to be? I've been to a lot of football games. To be at a football game where the game is won on the last second.
It's amazing, dude.
You don't even mind being in the parking lot. You know how it's sometimes. When you at a game, you really want them to win outright or lose outright so you can leave and skip the track.
So we're going to talk about what was going on in front of us during the last play.
So I'm going to tell you,
my God.
See, this is what I'm talking about, disrespect.
This is crazy.
So it's a lady in front of us with her boyfriend. Okay, she with her boyfriend. And as the game go on, she gets drunker and drunker. Now, it's mm-hmm. two dudes on her left, okay? And a younger dude than her. So she must have thought the guys was handsome. Y'all just seen how she carried on in front of her boyfriend. She took pictures with the dude.
Literally sat in their laps.
She sat in their laps in front of her boyfriend.
This is during the final drive of the game. Game-winning drive.
Look, she's facing
us.
She's facing us instead of the field. She's so – it was like an older woman
that
was flirting with some younger dudes. And you could tell the dudes was kind of like your man right here, and you kind of throwing yourself. And she got their phone number. She took pictures of them. She took pictures with them. And her boyfriend was sitting there trying to laugh it off the whole time, like, rise up. He gave me a five, bro. Don't turn to me. I ain't listen to me. I know you embarrassed. You humiliated because you know. Don't. And I told Liam, I said, man, never get if you ever get a girlfriend and you somewhere and she the loudest one, that don't need to be your girl. When your girlfriend
is
like is putting on a show, but it was just imagine somebody with their boyfriend throwing themselves at two men. And then we get out the section. When we leaving, she posted up with them two boys on the wall. Like, her boyfriend nowhere to be found. He just trying to laugh at all. And I'm like, dog, you need to rise down. You need to let her go. Like, you need to let her go. Like, she got to go.
Yeah, we're all screaming, going crazy after the coup field goal, and they're literally she's still just talking away, man.
She
like
in
just
their
like,
own world, oh she's throwing herself like trying to get some, money, you know what?
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
It was wild. Steve said, "Shout out to Keith Smith." By the way, I did not have a deep shot to.
Man, he caught that. I was like, "Was that Keith Smith?" Yep. And then they replayed it, and I was like, "Man, what a pass!" And it was right to him, man. That was great, man.
Bub Gump, the almost sacks pissed me off the most.
Dude, so damn close, man. Calais was so close to getting 100 today, which would have been awesome, man, if he could have, man.
Did y'all see Grady bust through that time?
And make that ooh, play? Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Oh, hell, my man. Okay, what's going on? He said, I thought Ritter could because of how he was playing. You thought he could what? Oh, you told
probably
me
come back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, we had to get into field goal range.
Exactly. Okay, I see. Yeah. I was pissed that they scored, but I was like, I was a little bit, I was kind of relieved because I mean, if they just keep running the ball and taking time off the clock, then we're not going to have enough time to get down the field. So the fact that they did it, we had plenty of time, then we were good to go. Man, so.
And I think we all got faith in Coop.
Yeah.
Reggie C2K, I wish we could get consistent sacks on him. That's what John said. Maybe all we need is that edge rush.
Look, I don't know what the Vikings are doing right now, but look, Danielle Hunter, if y'all you want to come on over to hear it before the trade deadline, I mean, yeah, I'm all about it, man. Hey,
95, my man, what's up, buddy? You said Liam, we got Liam on the show, Mini 95. You next. We got to have you on the show. My man Chris said, from my view, Stroud was throwing the ball away, not even looking downfield. That's what I said. He was panicking, just didn't want to give up a sack. Falcons were crazy close. Y'all don't really get on us because we didn't get no sacks. It served its purpose. We got back there. We got pressure. But I understand y'all want sacks. I get it. Millie Mills, remember all offseason I was skeptical. Yeah,
we do.
Millie was coming for
we do.
Man, this boy knows. So see, this is honest. See, this is
why we love y'all, man. That's what we love.
This is why we love y'all. See, this is what I told John before we came on. I said I want to see if people if you're capable of doing this. He said, remember all offseason, I was skeptical about Bijan. Man, this boy done sold me. This dude caught a one-hand catch off his back and still scored. Bruh, that skeptical BS gone. That's honest. I love it, Millie Mills. Thank you.
It's all messed up.
There's nothing wrong with
that. No, man, that's what we talked about last week. It was like just objectivity. That's all it is. Yeah. I mean, like, it's not like it doesn't make you a lesser fan because you're not quite sold on one of the players or anything else. Like, you can want them to do really well, but just because of what you've seen on the field, you may not be totally bought in yet. Like, that's fine. You know, and then if they do something like you said earlier, change your mind. Guess what? You can change your mind.
It can happen. You can always change your mind. There's nothing wrong with
it. Absolutely, man. Let's see. Where was that? He said, oh, yeah.
I never can mess around with someone's girlfriend or wife completely. I mean, right in his face. Like, it was the weirdest because she was getting young attention and the boys was uncomfortable. It was awkward, man.
Yeah, it was awkward. This needs to happen. So you and Alex gotta do a show. Gotta get Roberto and y'all just put together
awesome.
Put together a Falcons teenager show.
That'd be awesome, man.
That'd be nice. Yeah. So
it's happening.
Anyway, buddy.
It's happening soon. Mini out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. So we've got what? We've got the Commanders coming up, which they just made Justin Fields look like a damn like Hall of Famer. So, which is odd because that defensive lineup there is pretty solid.
Yeah, oh, no.
So, because I think Chase Young had like 11 pressures during that game.
Something else, yeah.
So,
But I do have to ask y'all this. I just want to know, like, do y'all, are y'all satisfied? Was that enough for y'all to be – and I'm not saying, oh, we going to the Super Bowl or, oh, my God, pay Dez whatever he asked for. I'm saying, are y'all satisfied enough to proceed with enthusiasm? That's what I want to know. Are you confident? Did you see enough to proceed with enthusiasm? Or was it – because I know last week, like, even the people that didn't want him gone was like, I don't know about this dude. He give me the iffies. Did y'all see enough – from the team, from the coach, from the offensive line, that you could now proceed with enthusiasm and think that we can beat good teams?
I'm just looking at the stats because, excuse me, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet just because, you know, we've been busy trying to get home and whatnot. Looking at the receiving leaders, Kyle Pitts, 11 targets.
Mm-hmm.
11 targets today, 7 receptions, 87 yards. Drake London had 9 targets on 6 receptions. Johnny Smith had 7 targets, 6 receptions. And I'm glad we won too, man, because Johnny was going to feel so bad if we lost that game.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Because the drop and then the fumble when we were in easily in scoring position, that we thought that. We're like, oh, no, that can't be happening. And then they have a penalty or something like that too, or something. I can't remember. Anyway, it was a rough day for Johnny. So I was glad that we got it for him. Then what? Mac had 2 targets, 2 catches. Looking that one to Keith Smith they just talked about. So yeah, I mean it was spread out pretty well, man.
And I gotta say that I say like the dude that Millie Mills, you know who changed my mind, Drake London. I did for the first year, I never wanted to say nothing. But when y'all would be raving, I just stay quiet. I ain't gonna say nothing about him if I ain't can say nothing positive. And I never was a fan. I'm like, this dude is slow. He don't impress. Man, I told John in the car, Dez Bryant and Brandon Marshall were to me like bullies when that ball was in the air. Dez Bryant was going to take it out your hands. He was just roughing you. Brandon Marshall was getting that ball. Like, Drake London is on par with that. Drake is going to get that ball from you. He is not going to create so much separation. He get it and go. Drake going to just rough you for it. Drake is the greatest at that. Oh, I'm getting it. I don't care who the cornerback is. Drake is a dog, man. I was not a fan. I think an animal, man. Drake a tough dude, man. Drake something else. Drake is on par with Dez Bryant and Brandon Marshall in toughness and the way he go get that ball when it's a jump ball or it's pressure on him. He getting the ball anyway. I love him.
Yeah, I think we always say 50-50 balls or whatever.
Yeah.
I think to him it's more like 80-20 balls.
No, it is.
I think you just let Drake go up there and because no. In any undersized, or even dude, like anybody, even like AJ, like 6'1".
Yeah.
Like if you throw it high enough, and as physical as Drake is, like he's nah, Nate, you ain't gonna get over that. No, dude, this is great, Liam.
Teenagers just fopping around. Yeah, that's a good one. See, that's still Uncle Mike.
See,
I love you, buddy.
You gotta do that. That's great. I love you. That's a nice one.
Chris said, I thought that our defense was going to be better, but I wasn't expecting them to be this good. You threw me
this
off.
This soon. That's what it. Because everybody was like, man, how long is this going to take to gel? Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah. And Liam, dude, you can throw stuff in anytime you want, buddy. Yeah. We're just talking in comments. So if you got anything to say, you can just go throw it in there.
I'm surprised how well we contained Will Anderson on
offense. Good point.
Great point, man. I didn't.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Bringing out good points. Let's see what
Liam, buddy, knowing his stuff.
I'm trying to see what Will's. Let's see. Well, Henry Toa led their team in tackles today.
Proud of him.
With 12 tackles. Jalen Petrie had 11. Will Anderson had 6 tackles, 4 solo, 1 tackle for loss. So, and he had 1 QB hit, and that was it. We were all worried about him lined up over Caleb McGarry. We're like,
all of us.
God. Yeah, pregame. Yeah.
Everyone we're watching pre-game. Will warm up. We're like,
we were watching him warm up.
He was right in front of us. We're like, oh my God, this is going to be so bad. And then, hey. Kudos to McGarry and that offensive line, man, for stepping up. Hey, that was awesome.
Man, kudos to Quavo, okay? Because they showed – it was starting to get a little sad in there. And they showed my man Quavo on the screen, and everybody lit up. Like, it was a party. That he didn't even say nothing. Yeah. That's all they had to do was show Quavo, and the whole stadium was back in the good mood. Shout out to D'Amigo. Take off.
Yeah, and shout out to Trey, too, on our last show, Trayshawn. He did say that Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz would probably eat across the middle. And that was really the only spots they were open today was across the middle. And they did get that. But, dude, Jeff Okuda, man, again, you didn't hear his name a lot today. No. But from what we were watching, like, he didn't – I mean, he – I don't even see his stats. But
– I'll tell you what, I'd be so impressed with the Falcons that it was –
6 tackles. He was second on. So Nate Landman was 7 tackles, 3 solo. Then Jeff's had 6 tackles, 5 solo. And it doesn't. This is just. I don't know how many pass defenses he had, but dude, hear his name.
No,
good.
But I'm so impressed with the the effort of our players, man. When you see Jeff flying around,
that's a defensive play, man.
Like when you see Nate, he's flying at full speed. They are trying their best. They gave 120%. You can't ask for nothing more than 120% from your players. Every player like gave 120%. That was a team effort, even though Dez spearheaded it. That was every player gave 100. Man, AJ Terrell is giving 120%. Like Grady, 120%. Even Richie Grant, 120. Man, those boys, I love the effort, man. Because even when they fly past the ball, when you should have tackled them, it was because you was going 120. So I appreciate that.
Somebody else, man. And we talk about it too, but D. Alford, man, what a sign, dude! What a find! Mm-hmm. I mean, this dude comes up, plays a run game like he's a linebacker. He don't care, man. Comes up and smacks you in the mouth, and he goes out there, defends passes. Mm-hmm. I mean, just I love that dude, man. Like he's just solid, man. And Caden Ellis, another solid game from him.
So did Bud Dupree.
Had a good game. Bud plays angry, man. Jesse almost had that pick.
Yeah,
man,
Jesse dropped that. He had
a pick. He had it, man.
This ball, His ball eyes and his ball instincts are out of this world. I didn't even.
Yeah, man, it's his IQ is up there for sure.
And Lurie said, "Let's bottle this offense up and use it for the rest of the season." You heard that, Arthur? The Commanders was weak against the run.
Sure was.
Yes, they was versus the Bears. The running lanes are there, so plays, play action should work. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait when that play action start working. My man Chris said, "Facts that Millie, that boy different." Even one of the chain team members looked at me and said, "Wow."
Yeah, man, exactly right.
Chris said, "I need a few more games to be sure, but I believe in him and his abilities, but need to see him do it consistently." Yep. Ball Bros, by the way, my brothers, we're going to be hanging watching the Cowgirls and 49ers game.
40 Winers.
That is hilarious. And cow gays. Bro, this is hilarious. We're going to be hanging watching the cow gays and 40 Winers game together on YouTube. If you guys wanted to drop in and be my guest, we're going to talk shit about both teams. Hey, Ball Bros, y'all know I'll be there if I can. I have not been asleep yet, so I might go to sleep. But if I'm up,
I'm going
to
go to sleep.
Y'all know I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about that too, John. Chase Young would be nice too, depending on what Washington wants to do.
John's swinging for the fence.
I'm all about it, man.
I like how you think, John. John said, "Let's go." Millie Mills said, "I'm okay with them not." Okay, so Millie giving us an honest answer. I'm okay with them not satisfied. He still has to do a little more. One good performance levels off the two bad performances he just had, but I'm cool. Okay, I love it. I love it. Y'all being fair. I wasn't expecting
it. He's great.
Chris said, "Yes, Drake shows something different. He wants to." Yep. I love it, Chris.
Big John.
Big John. JH3. Out of your Falcon minds, what's happening? We was in the building, John. We was the good luck charm. Like, I'm the one who kind of called, like, the last drive. I just don't like, I don't want the credit.
That's true.
Great win today. I think Arthur Smith got in some butts in practice in the film room this past week. I'm going to tell you what, we cannot skip. I'm sorry, because I dragged him too. And to be fair, we skipping Arthur Smith, man.
Mm-hmm.
He coached his best game as a Falcon. That was what you do, young. Your quarterback needed you today. That's what happened. Your quarterback needed you. And I know he get the credit because he actually on the field, but your quarterback needed you. And for the first time in his young career, I felt like you served him the best way possible. Shout out to Arthur Smith.
We didn't have to run for 150 yards to win the game.
Didn't have to. Yep.
Because, you know, like I said, that's going to be so important going forward, man. So other teams just know, hey, he can't throw the ball, and he's willing to throw the ball, and he's going to throw the ball. So mm-hmm. That's all of that, man. That's
Me and Red Machine, how about the scrappiness? That's what I'm trying. If y'all not – that's everybody. Who is not being scrappy? Who is not at 120%? Who is not at capacity on that field? They had them boys at capacity. Win, lose, or draw, they at capacity. That was capacity, man. Even cool. I don't think no one was doubting that.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Like, we was all like, if he get the kick, it's a wrap. We was all there. Oh, this over. He said, I personally love to see the personal foul call. Yeah, I love it. JH, 10 different receivers caught a ball. That's Arthur Smith. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, roll. What up? O-line played good.
Yep. Oh, yeah, man.
Ritter played great. Hoping he can build on that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. We'll get a few more comments and get out of here too, since we're just about an hour. So.
Larry said Desmond's success or failures are a reflection of Arthur Smith. There you go, Larry, coaching. And shout out to Coach for finally putting Dez in a position that we cannot skip that. All right, for sure. Stoke Bros, Bo Bros. Y'all go check my boys out.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I think after the Washington game, we trade for Chase Young. Y'all swinging for the fence. Yeah, I like this talk.
We still have, you know, we cleared that money on Matthew's contract. We still haven't done anything yet. Yep. So, I mean, you know, they got to be doing something. They didn't do it for no reason.
Yeah.
But
me and Red Machine, this game is Quinn versus Shanahan.
That's right.
Taking Coach Quinn. That's right. I'm going to tell you, I was telling Liam, I don't have no idea what's going to happen. Man, it could be a high-scoring game or, like, nobody scoring no points. That's going to be an epic game to watch. Glad we get to see it.
Yep.
Joe Joseph, wild name. JJ, defense made some good plays and the offense made some great plays. Well-rounded game, awesome win today. It was Chris Walker. If we get Pitts in London running on all cylinders, this offense could be very scary. Yep.
You get hit
bad in 1,000, Chris.
Man, that was awesome. Liam, you got anything to add before we close Liam, this thing down?
So I have to ask you this, Liam. What was the most out of your whole experience today, what was the part that stood out to you the most? If it could be a part about the stadium. Who?
Free t-shirts.
Free t-shirts. We did get free t-shirts. We put t-shirts on all, and it was some good t-shirts. It wasn't no cheap.
No, I'm just kidding. Probably the last second field goal.
That's the ultimate way to watch
a game. That's the ultimate way to win the game. That's my first.
But I just do want to throw something in for the run game. That didn't like we kept running into the teeth of the defense. We could have went outside. Could have done something instead of running right at the linemen and the linebackers.
They did, to their credit, they started doing that more in the second half, like really the third and fourth quarter. But yeah, you're right. No, I mean, it was a lot of it. We're like, all right, well, now they're closing up that middle. Like, you know, maybe you want to try some pitches or something. Yeah, pounce it outside, something like that. And that seemed to work more when they did it. But yeah,
Tyler was trying to
point.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't getting no daylight.
Yeah, no, he was not, man. But yeah, anything else, buddy, for you?
Nah, man. I just want to say, in my honest opinion, man, we got the baddest cheerleaders. I'm sorry. If y'all
hard-hitting analysis.
Oh man, if y'all go hard-hitting analysis. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all something. If y'all get to go to the Falcons game, look at the cheerleaders. I mean, it is unreal. It's unreal. Like, just watch my TikTok. It really was. It's an unreal experience. We got the baddest cheerleaders. And I just say this. I'm enjoying the way the fans. I've been in that stadium. I've been going to games for quite some time, and this seems different. It just like everybody was kind of in these seats. Everybody was into the game, and I don't know if that's because of how it played out or if that's the energy of the new team, but I like it. I saw a lot of jerseys, and I do want to say this, though, man. Y'all got to stop that I'ma just wear a football jersey. Dog, I seen Ravens, Broncos, Cowboys. It was all type of just like, oh, I'ma just wear football. It was two Peyton Manning jerseys I saw. It was a Broncos one and then the Colts one. It was y'all just can't put on a jersey. That team is not playing, sir. Okay, you had the wrong game. But I just enjoy the fans because I think that we wearing more gear and we staying in the seats longer and we cheering a little bit harder. We drinking a little bit more. We being a
lady in front of us definitely was.
Yeah. I think we being a little more friendly to each other, a little more sisterly, a little more brotherly. I just thought it was dope.
Yeah, man, 100%. I totally agree with that. And I don't know what is going on with his some like Samsung feedback. Anyway, yeah, man. So we will. Oh, hang on. A few more comments here.
That's what I was thinking, Larry. Like, just to keep him honest.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, that was. And Rose Jackson, I like what he uses. Yeah, man.
That's what John said. Absolutely, dude. That's what
absolutely, man. Absolutely. Let him, you are a Falcons game. Exactly, man. Exactly, bro. Yeah, Miller. Yeah, it was insane. Mm-hmm. But anyway, all right, guys. We just wanted to, like I said, we thought it'd be cool to, number one, do the show together because we haven't done it in the same room together. But I got to mute you, buddy, because I keep hearing myself talk. I don't know if it's the volume's up on you or your phone or whatever. But anyway, we just want to do the show together here at my place because we came today from right down the stadium together. But first show together, man, it was fun. It was great. We want to do the reaction show just to see what y'all were going to say and what y'all thought about the game. And to see everybody's positivity, man, is awesome. So we'll be back, like I said, Thursday night, 7 for our regular scheduled preview show for the Commanders game. Like I said, Kiara from One Time for the Fan will be joining us. And yeah, man, rise up and go. Jesus Christ, go Braves. Good go Lord. Braves. That was so, I don't even want to see. Thank God the Falcons won because that pissed me off last night, man. Most prolific offense in the freaking league and you can't score. Anyway, so we got to win tomorrow night for the Braves. But, yeah, man, great win today, man. So happy for Dez, happy for the team, happy for everybody, all of us Falcons fans, man. So, and hey, the Saints won 34-0 over the Patriots, which sucks because the Saints, I mean, just, you know, screw the Saints, but it's kind of funny at the same time that the Patriots got beat that bad 2 weeks in a row.
I was telling John that whole time, I was thinking Bill Belichick, the greatest coach ever coached, it's more him than Tom Brady. And now I'm just figuring it might have been a little bit more Tom Brady than it was Bill Belichick. My man, Hark,
what's up, buddy? You know what I mean.
We killed them all.
You know it, man. All right, buddy. You got anything left?
You got something, Liam?
No.
Good to go.
He says no, he's good to go.
Man. Hey, and the first show with Liam on there the whole time. And so how about that? First
show, man.
And he get his score prediction was 20-17. It was damn close. Yeah. Mine was 23-18, also close. Yeah. And I thought that's the most
for sure. I probably said it was.
You said 30 something.
98-2, man. But it felt like we won. So it felt like we was 98-2. I got to shout out Coop, man, because we it's almost like Matt Ryan in a 2 minute. I expect you to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and he never let me down. Shout out to him, man. He's
that's
so
right.
Reliable.
That's right. Do that. So anyway, y'all enjoy victory Monday tomorrow. Wear your Falcons gear tomorrow. Please. On Monday, man.
Yeah.
And enjoy this win for at least the next 6 days until we play again, 7 days, whatever. But
so,
yeah, man.
I gotta do this. Me and my man Johnny Ace, okay. We almost had 1,000 subscribers. Okay. We probably need like 6-7 more people. Go tell like man Nana who hard of hearing. Just grab Nana phone. Just do it on Nana phone. She won't know. She won't know. So just go do it. Tell a friend. I need y'all to do that for me. Me and John would love to hit that today or tomorrow. That's going to be an epic milestone that would just make Victory Monday all the more sweet. So,
that's right, man.
Y'all get us to that.
Yeah, if you go back and look at our episode number one, it looks very different than it does today.
Yeah,
it probably sounds different too. Yeah. So it's awesome, man. So we really can't say thank you enough for the support, man, just all across the board, whether you're listening to us on podcasts or you're watching us on YouTube. And if you are listening to us, drop us a 5-star review on those platforms as well so we can keep us growing, man. Again, shout out to Variety Sports for doing their thing and letting us use their platform as always, man, coming to you live here at the In the Clutch Studios. Use the code Variety Sports to save 10% at intheclutch.com. And they do have some pretty...
You know what I like?
That's not what I meant to hit. So what he does like it in the clutch though. So okay, just yeah, that's what we were going to say. Anyway, you guys have a great, like I said, Monday, rest of the week. We'll see y'all Tuesday night, pound for pound, ATL with JR, Toby, and Jonathan, and we'll have a great time talking about the win there. Liam, buddy, thank you for chilling with us and talking Falcons with us. Even though you've been with us all day, thanks for joining the show with us.
Man, I appreciate y'all for getting us to 1,000 because I know we're going to hit it. I appreciate Quavo. I appreciate Cool. I appreciate the cheerleaders. I appreciate Desmond.
There you go.
Okay, I just appreciate the entire experience of being in the building for a game-winning field goal and Mercedes-Benz. Y'all go on TikTok. I caught the moment live, the whole crowd reaction. It was an epic experience. Y'all go check that out. Greatest day ever. Rise up.
That's right, man. So that's it, man. We will see y'all on Tuesday night. And Thursday night. So, y'all have a great week. Catch you then, Mike.
Out of your Falcon mind.
Peace.